Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Tuesday the charges are, quote, just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas operations, and he said the actions would not be the last. Officials said on Tuesday the polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is going well, with a quarter of targeted children already reached. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Stefan Duzarik is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros, said today that around 74,000 children are estimated to have been vaccinated yesterday, which is the second day of the campaign. This brings the total number of children vaccinated so far to over 160,000.
The Secretary General also wonders if Israel agreed to limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the polio campaign, why can't there be a ceasefire? I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukrainian officials say two Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. The attack on Tuesday appeared to be one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war began. The strike hit the eastern central city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some people got trapped in the rubble, but many were saved.